I suppose the simplest way to describe it is a sort of electronic xylophone, but it's actually much more than that. It looks a little bit like a xylophone, and it has all the keys set out like a xylophone, but it's operated with a computer, and the software of the computer permits the instrument to play a whole range of different instruments. Unlike a synthesizer, which synthesizes its own sound from within the instrument, because it's using computer software, it's using what we call sampled sounds, which are musicians in a recording studio have played real xylophones, real vibraphones, real timpani, whatever, and recorded all of those sounds to create samples, which goes into the software. So when Helen plays on the instrument, if she's playing a xylophone sound, the sound you get is a real xylophone. If she's playing on a marimba, the sound you get is a real marimba, and so on. So it's quite fascinating.
It's a very flexible machine.
Right? Absolutely. The instrument was developed originally for use in orchestra pits on Broadway or in the West End, something like that, where they might have a large orchestra but very little space for a lot of percussion. So a big show like, for example, West Side Story would have xylophone, marimba, timpani, all sorts of instruments, and they took up a huge amount of space in the orchestra pit. And so the mallet station was developed as a way of having all of those sounds in one instrument. So it's really a space saver originally. But then as it was developed, they thought this would be actually a great educational tool for children to learn percussion instruments, to get interested in playing music, and having the experience of all these different sounds just from one instrument.
So in the orchestra, it's actually a percussion instrument.
It is.
Hence the mallet.
Yes.
Which we're going to hear in a minute.
I didn't really explain that. The name mallet station is because it is played with sticks or mallets. Xylophone sticks are referred to as mallets. It's played with sticks, just like a normal xylophone or marimba, whatever it is.
This instrument is new to Brittany. You were responsible for bringing it here.
We believe that it's probably the first one in Brittany. The instrument was developed in America, and it's only just begun to come over into Europe. And I happened to spot it advertised somewhere, and we were looking for something that would... We were actually looking for something that would replicate timpani, because timpani are huge, much too big to carry around all over the place. But the sound of a timpani within a band or an orchestra is a wonderful instrument. So I was looking for something that would sound like a timpani without all of the material to cart about, as it were.
Okay, but in fact you have to cart about, I can see in front of me, at least two computers.
We only use one to operate the instrument. The other one we use to play along recordings so that Helen can play along with other instruments. So when we're playing the instrument, it just takes one computer, and it can be used with a tablet. It can even be used with a mobile phone if you've got the right software to do it. So it's actually quite flexible.
And what's it like to actually play this instrument, Helen? You're a multi-instrumentalist anyway, aren't you?
It's absolutely fabulous. I absolutely love it. It was several years ago now, I came to percussion in the first place by joining the Fanfare de Corlay, playing tambourine, maracas, castanets, oh, you name it, triangle, everything. And absolutely adored doing that. And then Carl bought me a sort of a miniature xylophone 2 or 3 years ago now. And I was determined to get my head around that. So I did that and got on very well with it. And then, as I say, I was fortunate enough to play in a gala concert, a gala Gilbert and Sullivan concert, back up in the Midlands, where I hail from, with an orchestra. The first time I've ever played with an orchestra. Carl was the musical director. He conducted the orchestra, and he invited me to play percussion. Well, I was thrilled. And I did this, and a friend of mine did lend us a couple of real timpani drums, which, again, was the first time I'd ever played them, and it was fabulous. But as Carl says, it takes up such a lot of space. So when we got back, having done so well on the mini xylophone, Carl decided,
This is your reward.
This was my reward. And of course, I'd played so well in the concert that Carl, as he said, wanted to find something that replicated the timpani without the big drums and hence he bought me the mallet station for Christmas.
Excellent. And how do you enjoy wielding those mallets?
Yes, I love it. Absolutely love it. It is so satisfying. And the different sounds that this instrument produces are just so exciting. And it makes everything so much more interesting, because obviously I can go from being a xylophone to being a marimba to being timpani to being a harp.
Well, could you maybe demonstrate that for us?
Yes, of course, of course, of course, of course. So first of all, we'll do the glockenspiel. And I'll just show you a little. I've got a little phrase I can play. I do hope I don't hit any wrong notes. How beautiful does that sound? Absolutely lovely. And then we have the marimba, which again I can show you the sound of. I'll play the same phrase. Quite the same phrase, but it works. And then we have what we call vibraphone with a motor, which is fabulous. We love the vibraphone, it's very exciting. And then, just to demonstrate, because I said about the harp, we have the harp. To show you the timpani. Obviously I can't really play a phrase on the timpani, but I can sort of show you. Brilliant.
Okay, so you got all these different possibilities.
Yes.
How are you actually using it right now?
Right now, I used it to play with the Fanfare de Corlay in the carols that we did at Guarec, which was fabulous. I think that was possibly its first public outing, which was fantastic. But basically now, I play it in the Fanfare de Corlay. I take it along to rehearsals every week, so I have all the band numbers that Carl has arranged parts for me so I can play on the mallet station. And that's fabulous. And there is talk of us doing another concert back up in the Midlands, another Gala GNS concert, later in the year. So all being well, I'll be able to play the mallet station in that.
Okay, well, I hope we'll hear you soon in Central Brittany.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Helen.
Thank you very much, Rob.
Thank you very much, Carl. Thanks very much indeed.
You're very welcome.